From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads the ceremony of the Pancasila Birthday commemoration virtually. Pancasila Day, DPR underlines momentum to generate mutual cooperation during COVID-19 pandemic. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led the ceremony of the Pancasila Birthday commemoration virtually via video conference from Garuda Room, Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Monday, June the 1st. In his mandate at the commemoration, the President conveyed that the commemoration of this year's Pancasila Birthday must be carried out amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This examines the struggle as a nation, sacrifice, discipline, obedience, and calm in taking policy steps quickly and precisely. However, the President said that Pancasila is still the cornerstone to move unity in overcoming all challenges. He urged all elements of the nation to keep strengthening the ties of unity and brotherhood, helping each other and working together. The Pancasila Birthday commemoration ceremony was attended by Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, Chairperson of the Steering Committee and Fifth President of Indonesia, Megawati Sukarno Putri, Chair and Head of State Agencies, Institutions, ranks of Ministers of the Indonesian Cabinet onward, Chairperson of the Pancasila Ideology Development Board, and other invitations. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR Aziz Syamsuddin said that the 75th birthday of Pancasila on June 1, 2020 is a momentum to revive the spirit of mutual cooperation during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement in Jakarta on Sunday, May 31st, Aziz said that currently Indonesia is faced with a COVID-19 pandemic disaster. What Bung Karno had tried in the past regarding the mutual cooperation concept, which is one of the core values of Pancasila, can be used as a role model for both the government and the community in facing the COVID-19. He urged all elements of the nation to fight and shake off the COVID-19 pandemic by returning to the home of Indonesia's ideology, Pancasila. According to him, there is no other way to get out of this disaster safely, except mutual cooperation, which is a more dynamic understanding than kinship. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin revealed that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a serious impact on increasing new poverty in Indonesia. The government made various efforts and strategies to help the community with various stimulus programs and assistance to reduce the impact of this global pandemic. Special staff of the Indonesian Vice President for Economy and Finance, Lukmanul Hakim, on Sunday, 31 of May. Micro farming is a family farm using limited land in the yard or around the house with productive agricultural cultivation. Micro farming is not only for family consumption, but also a source of family income so that it can meet basic living needs. Even though cultivation is done on a micro scale, family economies of scale are still considered. It is said that the cultivation developed by the family must be in the form of communities that have high economic value. The government should review the prices of industrial fuels, electricity, and gas for business given the huge impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the national economy. This was remarked by Chairperson of the Indonesian Employers Association APindo, Haryandi Sukamdhani, in Jakarta on Sunday, May 31. According to Haryandi Sukamdhani, the government is expected to reduce the prices of fuel, electricity, and gas amid the sluggish Indonesian economic conditions. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A Chinese-made coronavirus vaccine could be ready for market as early as the end of this year. This was announced by China's State-owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission, SASAC, in a social media post. In trials, more than 2,000 people have received vaccines developed by the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products and the Beijing Institute of Biological Products, had entered phase 2 clinical trials. Both groups are affiliated with state-owned pharmaceutical group Sinopharm, whose management is overseen by SASAC. The Beijing Institute of Biological Products production line will have an annual manufacturing capacity of 100 million to 120 million doses. Iran's new parliament speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf said on Sunday any negotiations with Washington would be futile as he denounced the death of a black American that has led to violent protests across the U.S. Qalibaf vowed revenge for the U.S. drone attack in January that killed Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the Guard's Foreign Operations Arms. Qalibaf has also slammed the U.S. over the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man during an arrest in Minneapolis, which has led to widespread protests across the country. The last item, U.S. astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken have docked with and entered the International Space Station ISS. Their Dragon capsule, supplied and operated by the private SpaceX company, attached to the bow section of the orbiting lab 422 km above China. After a wait for leak, pressure and temperature checks, the pair disembarked to join the Russian and American crew already on the ISS. Hurley and Behnken launched from Florida on Saturday. Theirs is the first crew outing launched from American soil since the retirement of the U.S. space agency NASA shuttles 9 years ago. The mission marks the beginning of a new era in which NASA will be purchasing transport services from the commercial sector. No more will it own and operate the American vehicles that run to and from the station. This will be done exclusively by firms such as SpaceX of Hawthorne, California, which is led by the tech billionaire Elon Musk. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Practicing Pancasila Amid COVID-19 Pandemic. Today, June 1st, 2020, the Indonesian people commemorate the 75th anniversary of Pancasila, the ideology and foundation of the Indonesian state. Different from previous year, this year's anniversary of Pancasila is commemorated amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Even though only attended by state officials on a limited basis, conducted online via video conferencing, the government through the Pancasila Ideology Development Board still held a memorial service for the Pancasila birthday on Monday in 6 different locations and was controlled from the Pancasila building at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. The theme of this year's commemoration of the Pancasila birthday is Pancasila in Action, through mutual cooperation towards Indonesia's onward. Pancasila consists of 2 words taken from Sanskrit, namely Panca, which means 5, and Sila, which means principle. Pancasila is the formulation and guidelines of national and state life for the people of Indonesia, presented by the first president of the country,
Sukarno on June 1, 1945. Although it was only stated then and officially commemorated as the birthday of Pancasila in 2016, the values contained in Pancasila have actually been understood and practiced by the Indonesian people long before Indonesia's independence in 1945. These values are rooted in the Indonesian society today. The first precept believes in the one and only God, for example, implies that the Indonesian people recognize the existence of God and acknowledge God as the creator of the universe and its contents. In the current COVID-19 pandemic, when many people have been affected, both socially and economically, the values of Pancasila in social and state life actually improve. This is evidenced by what has happened in the community. Without being asked, people move to do mutual assistance to help others. Humanitarian actions carried out by various elements of this society demonstrate the practice of the second precept of Pancasila, namely just and civilized humanity, and the fifth precept, social justice for the whole of the people of Indonesia. In addition, this mutual helping action also strengthened the unity, meaning the practice of the third precept of Pancasila, which is the unity of Indonesia. Complying with health protocols that have been established by the government and avoiding the crowd by studying, working, and worshipping at home is a practice of the fourth precept. Democracy guided by the inner wisdom in the unanimity arising out of the deliberations amongst representatives. This means that all Indonesian citizens obey what has been determined by the government and do not force their will to leave the house for reasons that are not important. By complying with health protocols and policies that have been established by the government, it means that the community is helping to prevent the spread of COVID-19 virus. The work done will not succeed without praying to God Almighty. Even though people are encouraged to remain at home, it does not mean that worship activities are stopped. As a religious community, worship activities are still carried out in their respective homes. Praying to and worshipping the Almighty God shows the practice of the first precept, which is belief in the one and only God. Pancasila is indeed not merely to be memorized and commemorated every year. The most important thing is how the Indonesian people can practice the values of Pancasila, especially amid this COVID-19 pandemic. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. 5. Medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
From Jakarta,
Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, in our regular segment Today in History, we start from an event on June 1st, 1945 on birthday of Pancasila. The birth of the Pancasila as the five basic principles was the title of a speech delivered by the initiator Sukarno in the session of the Investigating Committee for Preparatory Work for Independence or BPUPKI on June 1st, 1945. In this speech, the concept and initial formulation of the Pancasila was stated by Sukarno as the basis for an independent Indonesian state. This speech was initially delivered by Sukarno in an acclamation without title, and it just got designation of the birth of the Pancasila by former chief of BPUPKI, Rajiman Wedion D. Ningrat, on the preface of the book containing a speech which was recorded by BPUPKI. Pancasila is the basic ideology for Indonesia as a sovereign state. This name consists of two Sanskrit words, namely Panca means five and Sila means principle. Pancasila is a formula and guideline for the life of the nation and state for all the people of Indonesia. In spite of the amendment in the content and the sequence of the five principles of Pancasila, which took place in several phases during the Pancasila formulation in 1945, June 1st is commemorated as the anniversary of the Pancasila. Next event is about World Children's Day. Children's Day is an event which is held on different dates in various countries. International Children's Day is commemorated every June 1st and Universal Children's Day on November 20th. The commemoration aims to honor the rights of children throughout the world. In Indonesia, Children's Day is commemorated every July 23rd. The last event is that in 2009, Air France 447 flight to Rio de Janeiro to Paris crashed in Atlantic Ocean. Air France of 447 flight was aircraft of Air France with type of Airbus A330-200, which operated as international passengers aircraft. The plane carried out passengers from Rio de Janeiro to Galeão International Airport in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France. After flying from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the plane was gone from radar in Atlantic Ocean on June 1, 2009. The results of the interim investigation found the plane plunged into the sea due to the crew misreading aircraft speed indicators, which resulted in the aircraft experiencing a stall. And listener, that was Today in History.
Tak bisa banyak tanya, mengapa kini kau
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitled Government Prepares Incentive for Farmers and Fishermen. President Joko Widodo has prepared four special incentives for farmers and fishermen to maintain the availability of basic commodities amid COVID-19 pandemic. In a limited meeting on incentive for farmers and fishermen from the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that his office saw several large programs aimed that could be used to help farmers and fishermen during this pandemic. The meeting was held in the context of maintaining the availability of staples. The first incentive was through a social safety net program for 2.7 million farmers and poor farm laborers and 1 million fishermen and fish farmers. The social programs provided are in the form of the Family of Hope program, cash social assistance, village direct cash assistance, and a package of 9 basic commodities, and a free electricity subsidy program. According to President Joko Widodo, the main objective of the program scheme is to ease the burden of the household consumption costs from underprivileged families, including poor farmers and fishermen. Other incentives are provided through credit interest subsidy programs, which have also been decided and are already in operation. The president also asserted that the government has prepared a fund worth 34 trillion rupiah to relax installment payments and provide credits interest subsidies, which are channeled through people's business credits. Fostering prosperous family economy, ultra-micro businesses, pawn shops, and other financing companies. In addition, he added that there were delays in installments and subsidies to the beneficiaries of capital assistance carried out by several ministries, such as the Maritime and Fishery Business Capital Management Agencies, prospective land farmer candidates, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, and the Ministry of Agriculture. Meanwhile, after the limited meeting with the President, Minister of Social Affairs Chuliari Batubara said that according to the President's direction, the social assistance programs for fishermen and farmers would be in cash. The Minister of Social Affairs will also coordinate with the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery regarding the social assistance programs. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nika Kusumawati.
Oh,
Dari Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Sangiang Island in Banten province. Sangiang is a small island in the Strait of Sunda, namely between Java and Sumatra Island. Administratively, this island belongs to the area of Serang Regency, Banten Province. Sangiang Island offers many beautiful marine tourism objects. The island, with around 720 hectares wide, has some beaches with amazing undersea ecosystem. Thereby, no wonder the island has a nickname, Seven Wonders of Banten. If you go to Sangiang Island, you can access the trip from Jakarta to Cilegon City, where you can continue to Anyer. The trip takes around 3 hours by car through toll road. Then the trip is still continued by using crossing boat service to Sangiang Island from Manuk Beach in Anyer. The trip takes around 1 hour from Manuk Beach to go to Sangiang Island. Arriving on this island, you will feel fresh air because Sangiang Island is shady and greenish. It has also white sand and clear sea water. With clean and white sand, you can do various activities at the beach of Sangiang, such as sport water and relaxation. If you are interested in scuba diving, snorkeling, sunbathing, fishing, going around by boat, and sightseeing the beauty of coral reefs, you can visit Raden Gulf, Legon Waru, and South Sea, which is in Sangiang Island. Besides enjoying marine tour, you can also enjoy historical tour on Sangiang Island. You can come to areas surrounding Indonesian Navy Post. Over there, you can witness the remains of heritage of the Second World War, such as cannon and defense fortress of Japanese soldiers from Allies attack. The local people say that in the colonial period, this island was a place to store Indonesian wealth to be transported by ships to the country of the colonialists. That was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Sangiang Island in Banten Province. Thank you for listening.
Dewi. bersamamu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is di hotel or at hotel. Next is a conversation about the hotel or at hotel. The conversation is between Tony and hotel receptionist.
Halo.
Halo Eni, apa kabar?
Baik, kamu?
Aku juga baik. Aku sudah tiba di Jogja tadi siang loh.
Oh ya?
Iya.
Selamat datang di Jogja. Kamu menginap di mana?
Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, can I help you? Memesan, which means to order. Kamar, which means room. Melalui, which means through. Aplikasi, which means application. Atas nama siapa, which means for whom. Pinjam, which means to borrow. Paspor, which means passport. Anda, which means you. Nomor 510, which means number 510. Kunci, which means key. Listener to ask about the guest need, the hotel receptionist usually says, ada yang bisa saya bantu? When someone asks you such expression, you can answer by saying your need or your purpose. For example, saya sudah memesan kamar melalui aplikasi. Or in English, I have ordered a room by application. In Indonesian language, to mention possessive words, the structure is noun. For example, paspor or passport, kamar or room, kunci or key, then followed by pronouns or the name. For example, paspor saya, which means my passport, paspor Anda, which means your passport, paspor dia, which means his or her passport, kamar saya, which means my room, kamar Anda, which means your room, kamar dia, which means his or her room. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo.
Halo Eni, apa kabar?
Baik, kamu?
Aku juga baik. Aku sudah tiba di Jogja tadi siang loh.
Oh ya?
Iya.
Selamat datang di Jogja. Kamu menginap di mana?
Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara.
Listener, foreigners usually have to show their passport when register themselves at hotel, while the local tourists only show ID card, which also called identity card or KTP. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Thank you.
kisah itu menggoda. Kau masuki hati.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Kerinduan. The song, which was composed by Heru Bondan and Acep Jamaluddin, has mellow rhythm. The song Kerinduan tells a story of the longing for a lover who goes far away to look for the future's life. Although she tries to forget him, the longing is always there. Mamik Marsudi is the singer who has a golden voice. Earlier, she only learned to sing from cassettes, but she turns out has qualified singing ability. Then, Mamik participated in various Keroncong singing contests and often grabbed the winner. Well, listener, let's listen to Mamik Marsudi with the Keroncong song Kerinduan. Enjoy the song.
Jauh di rantai cintaku padamu takkan pernah pudar sampai di akhir masa. Setahun sudah ku
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku akan berhenti.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.